Sir Thomas Beecham will now introduce a Mozart program in the series British Concert Hall. The concert is given by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, leader Oscar Lampe. Sir Thomas is, of course, also the conductor, and the soloist in the piano concerto number 19 in F major will be Betty Humby Beecham.
The first piece on our program is the overture to the Magic Flute, one of the three most famous operas of Mozart. This opera enjoys the reputation, the just reputation, of being one of the most incomprehensible and inscrutable of all musical works. This quality, or these qualities, are generally attached to great masterpieces of perennial and immortal merit. In fact, the mystery that surrounds them contributes not a little to their immortality. I have in my possession a playbill of the time of this opera, the first performance. The artist's names are, of course, in very large type. That of the librettist in still larger type. That of everyone concerned with the production in enormous type. And right at the bottom, low way down, is the name of Mozart in type that's so small you can't read it. Our second piece is a divertimento of Mozart, number 2 in order of composition. He wrote it when he was about 15. It is interesting and curious that these collections of small pieces called divertimenti contain some of the most original pieces of this period of his composition, more indeed than the symphonies, full of charm, wit, and grace, as you will see from this specimen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next contribution is a pianoforte concerto of Mozart. This is a piece unique in this class of composition. That is Mozart's composition. Though it is in the middle of his second period, the most genial and romantic, it contrasts heavily with other concertos of the same time. That is to say, it is the very opposite of heaviness. It is light throughout, it is graceful, and it might almost be chamber music in the thinness of its texture. But it is a work of infinite charm and grace.
Thank you.
The last piece on our program is the overture to what is perhaps the best known of the operas of Mozart, A Marriage of Figaro. This has been called, together with the Meistersinger, the finest comic opera ever written. They vie with one another for the first place in this category of masterpieces. What might interest you more is that this overture takes about 3 minutes and a quarter or 20 seconds to play. And this is exactly the time that the British housewife considers the precise number of minutes and seconds in which an egg should be boiled. For this reason, the overture is known popularly and colloquially in my profession as the egg boiler.
Thank you.
That is the end of this Mozart concert, introduced and conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham, and given by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, leader Oscar Lampe.
This program originated in the London studios of the BBC.